charge Jinergy! Put in your booby rocks. Live your best life. Keep doing you.
John, I got a question. What do you think is a hamster's natural environment?
The wheel?
Where do you think the wheel? Like, where is the hamster naturally living with tubes and wheels and wood blocks to nibble on? Or what do you think is
forest?
A hamster's? What do you think the hamster's natural cause of death is?
Choking on a wood chip.
Is it? My kid asked me that. I told him ending up in the return boot, stuck to the furnace.
No, we're recording.
All right,
everybody, welcome to this episode of So Much Jinergy. We already had a full episode of chit chat before we jumped on here and hit this message is being recorded. So now here we are. We're super excited. So back again in unpaid position is my co-host, Jefe Jones.
Jen, thanks for having me.
and our new friend, Jennifer Abbott.
Jennables.
Is Jen Abels.
She's very Jennable.
So Jennable.
Oh my gosh. Kyow, 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 kyow. Oh. I should just randomly do that on phone calls that I have this week. You know what I mean?
Start. Ka-ka-ka-ka.
I do put that in my emails. Like, I put pew, pew, pew. Like, if something goes wrong. I'm like, oh, too bad. Pew, pew, pew.
Yep. Insert foghorn here.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or if it's, like, something super cool, I always put insert high kick here.
Nice. Yes. Just yes.
Let them know it's serious.
I can get behind that.
Yeah.
And for jazz hands here. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
nice.
Or pelvic thrust, you know, because sometimes you just have to like. Yeah.
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 Yeah. So, I feel it.
Yeah. So a few weeks ago, we had our buddy Jeff Harry on. And so, Jeff, that's one of you and Jeff are buddies. Friends.
We are. We met on an airplane.
On an airplane?
We're on an airplane, became friends instantly.
Oh, team Jeff and Jen. We should challenge them to a game of dodgeball.
Right.
Or croquet.
Mm. Ooh, some type of yard game.
Definitely. Horseshoes.
Jarts.
Horseshoes. Oh, jarts. Remember, Jen, did you play jarts?
Is this like, the metal flippy lawn darts? Yeah. Yeah.
They're like giant rusted darts.
Yeah.
It should have been called tetanus or stab your dad is what we call it.
Tetanus darts.
Yeah. We threw one time and the wind grabbed it and just and slapped it right. I'm pretty sure it stuck right into him. It hit him somewhere, poked his chest.
It seems like we got yelled at a lot for hitting him in the foot. Seemed like a lot of them hit him in the top of the foot.
Yeah, or like you just gun it and Man. Those are serious. And then now I know that they're shaped like this. I'm going to draw you a picture, okay? Because it's almost like...
sad.
Yeah, they're almost shaped like this now.
Like curved.
Yeah, it's like for a plastic end. Yeah.
With a weight, has a weight on the end of it.
Yeah.
Now they just sit there and do this on the lawn.
Now it just bounces off when it hits things.
Back in my day, we fought for tetanus.
I know. Give you a reason to go get the shot.
Yeah. And why is it, you know, that you see all these stupid warnings on different things because you know people have jacked something up at some point and they're like, hey, this coffee's hot. Like on jarts, it was just like, play
have
at
fun,
your own
fun
risk.
For the whole family. Yeah. Play indoors, outdoors.
Yeah. Doctors get paid.
Please don't play them with unless you have insurance. Bye.
The last line on the instructions, make sure you know you're quickest route to the emergency room.
Yes. Yes. Call 911 if this sticks into your playing partner.
Are you up to date on your tetanus? Then jarts are for you.
We need to put that in in the commercial queue. But you need to call, we'll have to call him something else, like we'll have to make up like a knockoff name.
Yeah.
So we don't get sued, you know. Not trying to get sued.
Not today.
Or Jeffed or jacked up or whatever else.
Yeah.
Really Jeff that up.
Yeah.
No one's Jeffing anything up.
Yeah.
It's not a thing.
Oh, we should bring it. Hey, I did hear this week. Let me know what you guys think of this. I did read that onion rings are vegetable donuts.
Hmm.
Oh.
Now, I could tell you I'm not a fan of onion rings, so calling it a donut is very deceiving.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I mean, it would get me to not eat so many donuts if I thought of donuts as onion rings.
Right.
Yeah. Or so if you had an onion in your donut.
Very counterproductive.
That'd be awful. That'd
yeah.
be
That's
awful.
Just gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
That's not a... I get the analogy, though.
I do.
Yeah.
And now I'm slightly hungry, weirdly.
I know. I really want a donut, but I...
Yeah, but not onions.
No.
No. Do you like powdered donuts? Oh, man. I feel like powdered donuts were created to, like, choke kids out.
Those are the worst when you don't have anything to drink, and you're just like, oh, I'm just going to get a pack of powdered donuts. As soon as you put the first one in, you're like, oh, it just dries out and coats everything. And you're like, I should have picked up a coffee or milk. What the hell was I thinking?
The powdered donuts, like the glitter of the food world.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The powder's everywhere. I got it a little under my nose. Is it Coke? I don't know.
It's a mess. God bless. And it's always the time that you are wearing something like black or dark or like look like you just like off chalk all over yourself.
Yeah. Yep.
Inadvertently like brush hair off your face and I've got like a white streak. No one tells you though.
Right.
Like,
no.
Is that a new highlighting thing?
Like it's just natural to have two streaks of white powder on your face.
Yeah, and they're like, is that tribal? What's happening there?
Huh.
Are you going for a kitty cat thing? What is that?
Oh, yummy.
Come on, meow.
Come on, meow.
Do you guys have anything fun and crazy from this week that you saw or heard or did?
I was sitting at CVS the other day. Actually, I was cutting in CVS. I was cutting through an aisle. And there was a lady walks up to the pharmacy and she must have looked at the pharmacist or whatever. And she's just like, Carpenter? And the pharmacist was like, excuse me? And she's like, Carpenter. She's like, I'm looking. She's like, I need Carpenter. And the lay pharmacist looking, she's like, I'm not seeing a carpenter. Are you sure? And I come around the corner and I go, I'm a carpenter. What can I help you with? They both looked at me. And then the customer lady started laughing and she told me she could just eat me up and take me home. Who just says that? I don't even know you.
So what was your date like then?
It was all right. I ended up mowing her lawn and she made me a Hot Pocket.
At least you didn't wear your skin. Thank goodness. You could have been violated.
Nice Canty and some fava beans.
What is happening? Oh my gosh.
I had an apprentice catch me at work this week too. They have cameras all over our place, which nobody really pays attention to. Mm-hmm. But you ever watch The Office? You know, Jim every now and then stares at the camera and he just does one of these like.
Yeah.
I do that to all of our cameras when I walk by them. Or I'll just walk by and go over to one side of our shop, grab something, come back by the camera, and I just hold it up like grabbing some pipe. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I'm constantly acknowledging the cameras at work. I think that cracks me up. But an apprentice walked by the other day, and he caught me pointing at the camera. There's a guy from maintenance just talking my face off forever. And finally, that guy turned around. I look at the camera. I'm like, this motherfucker. Doing? And the apprentice come walking in, and he's like, who are you talking to? And he's looking up, and I go, the camera. And he's like, why are you talking to the camera? I go, honestly, I feel that it's somebody's job in that office just to stare at these cameras. So I'm going to I'm constantly giving them shit to stare at. Or if I trip and fall, I always look behind me and then look at the camera like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Stupid shit. I'm constantly ignoring.
Oh my gosh.
It cracks me up. Makes me feel like I'm not working alone all day.
Yeah. Did I tell you about the time that I bit it real hard at work and like I was running in, had my computer bag, had my workout. I was running late for a meeting and we had big ceramic steps that kind of went up around and they were pretty like spaced out, but I'm only 5'1", so my legs weren't jumping too far. And I tripped, and my computer flew up the steps and then back down, hit me. My cider, I had hot cider, it exploded all over the wall. Like, I just laid there and just wet my pants because I knew, like, somebody
had it's not going to get any worse.
And so I had extra clothes because I know sometimes I laugh too hard and I just happen to have extra clothes at work. Nice. And so I go into the security room and I had him pull that exact time up from the, and we were laughing so hard. I thought I was going to give him some sort of medical emergency, like from jarts, right? And then he couldn't even stop laughing. He's cracking up. Then he kept pulling people in all day and they would email me and they're like, hey, I just saw your video.
like it was TikTok before TikTok.
Yeah. Right. That was live. Like, yeah. Oh man. Yeah, stuff gone wrong where I worked. It was a good time. Oh, nice. Man. Yep.
Nice.
Anything like that to you, Jen?
I mean, no one's caught me on camera doing anything, you know, like, I mean, there's plenty. I work for myself, so I don't need security footage of my own self.
Okay, good.
But I do work at, like, I have a loft. So I have this really tiny spiral staircase down to the other level.
Yeah.
And I have learned that socks, not always a good choice.
No.
On the spiral staircase. Oh, no. Forward answer, but as an adult, should not be doing splits in a spiral. So, no. Like, my poor neighbors have heard me go, like, what's happening? I'm like, well, it turns out I can still do the splits. They didn't want to.
Like, I just broke my groin.
Yeah. Doctor, how'd this happen? I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Well,
nice.
Yeah, my jazz hand slipped off the rail and everything went wrong.
We used to have this neighbor, and his wife didn't know that he smoked, and he wasn't allowed to smoke or smoke in the house or anything. And this guy, 9 out of 10 times we come out of our house, there's only a driveway between his house and our house. And 9 out of 10 times you come out, he's hanging out his bathroom window, like half his body hanging out, and he's smoking. And I'm just like, I go, Gare, what, or Greg, why don't you just come out and stand on side of your house? He's like, I got no reason to stand over there. The wife will know something's up. He's like, she just thinks I have stomach problems. I go, so you're just in there smoking? But this guy always was hanging out of his house smoking cigarettes. But like one time I was in there making grilled cheese. Griff was little. And I remember doing something with him. And then the smoke alarm goes off. And I go and grab the pan off the stove. It's smoking, just burn ass cheese.
Yeah.
And I go flick it out the back door. Greg's hanging out his window. He's like, oh man, I'd have ate that. Or he'd hear me watching a movie inside and I'd pause it, come out to have a cigarette. And he's like, man, I like this movie a lot. He just sits out his window listening to our movies all the time. One time I come out and I put fire on I had a burn barrel in our driveway, and it probably had 50 to 75 Tim Horton cups in it. Empty ones that I just cleaned out of my truck every day. And I throw in there.
Right.
And I come out and I put gas on the fire. And I go to light it. My lighter's not lighting. I'm like, oh no. So I run in the house, grab a book of matches, come back out. By then he's hanging out his window. He didn't see me put gas on the fire. So I'm standing there and I flick a match, go to throw it in. Nothing happens. I'm like, oh no. And he's just rambling, just over here talking and talking. And I wanted to say, hey, I got to light this. I put gas on this like 2 minutes ago. Right. And I strike a match and I throw it in the barrel. And I watch it and nothing happened. And he's talking. I'm looking at him. I look at the barrel. And just as I turn my head, I kick the barrel for the match to fall down. And it goes boom. And it blew up. And I shit you, like 70 Tim Horton cups come raining down in his backyard, my backyard. He almost fell out of his window. He did not expect it to just blow up. He's like, God, what was that? A paint can? I go, no, man, I put gas on that like 5 minutes ago. I just haven't had a chance to light it. I go, at some point, you come hanging out your window. He's like, who's going to get all them Tim cups out of my yard? I go, I'll be over in a second. Jesus Christ, this guy.
What a life, that guy.
I know, but I felt like he spent a good 3 hours of his night after work hanging out of that bathroom window, which it just would have been easier to tell your wife you smoke and go stand outside. Quit with this.
Can she not smell the wife?
No,
because like,
right?
You know, he still smells like smoke when he comes inside.
Right?
Yeah. And the whole, and like, How would she, I would be more concerned with your stomach issues at that point, if that's the reason you're going with for being in the restroom that much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy.
I think he just really liked that excuse so he could be involved in your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, eventually him and I taught him how to hacky sack, and then him and I hacky sacked for like every day after that. And that was his excuse to come over and hang out, was that he was learning how to hacky sack.
Okay.
At the time, this guy was like 15 years older than me. And like he didn't like his teenage kid. His kid was a shithead kid.
Oh yeah.
He was always in nothing but issues. The kid got kicked out of school. People were vandalizing this guy's house because they didn't like the kid.
Oh dang.
Just a lot of that. He's just bringing a lot of guff to his life, and he's just trying to escape it.
Yeah.
Win some, you lose some.
Dang. What's his name? Greg? I hope he's doing good.
No, I called him Greg, but I can't think of the guy's name.
Oh, dang.
I know. I like that neighbor, too.
And he just moved? He moved? What happened?
Oh, we moved away.
Got a new window.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we've always been real fortunate with our neighbors. Almost everywhere we've lived, our neighbors have been cool as all ghetto.
Same.
Same.
Yeah. Yep.
God.
Our neighbor here.
His neighbors are. My neighbors here are. My last neighbor, when I lived in DC, I'm not real fan of the smoking coming into my unit.
Oh, you know?
So I accidentally overwatered my plants on a frequent basis. So it got rain shower on my neighbor.
Yep. Keep him from
super passive aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, I asked him nicely if he could. I was like, I'll even buy you one of those smokeless tower thingies to put it out in. And he was like, don't tell me what to do. And I was like, well, all right. I guess I will constantly water my plants with a large bucket. I missed my plants again.
Oh.
Yep.
And so sorry. Yeah, our neighbor here looks like Colonel Sanders. He's.
Oh.
Yeah. But he has like a great laugh. So every time he's out, like we're always hooting and hollering, and we live in a cul-de-sac. And so it just bounces off all the houses, like our laugh, and it cracks me up.
Our neighbor looks like Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah.
He is shaped like a giant egg, and he has so much fun.
Put him on a wall?
No, I feel like he would fall.
Yeah.
This guy he is so much fun though. When he laughs and walks, he just the whole time he's Humpty Dumpty.
He just wobbles.
He's so much fun, though. Yep. That's he never falls down. It's like a weeble.
Yeah. Those were always so cool.
We had a circus for them. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like
we had a little play set that you opened up and put them on there. Even though they didn't do anything, it was a circus for them.
I mean, they did the wobble.
Yeah.
Yep, they never fall down. Weebles wobble.
But you would think it was funny because like you would flick them and then they just bounce back and then come up.
Or you spin them and they just spin like an egg and then they stand up and they're doing this. Nice.
It teaches you how to be resilient. That's what it was.
Hey Toots, it's me, Jenny McKinney. I have a question for you. When you feel anxious, what does that feel like in your person? Do you have short, shallow breathing? Feel like an elephant on your chest? Might get sick in your mouth? Like life is squeezing you by the throat? Do you have that feeling now? Why don't you take a nice deep breath in through your nose? Hold. And a deep breath out through your mouth. We're going to bring that body back to calm. Now, what if you could expand this feeling of calm for all your days forward? I'm actively and aggressively seeking new clients who are destined to do greater things and know your anxiety is stopping you. It's time to release the parking brake off of your life and let you soar into your potential. If that's not you, and your anxiety is part of your day-to-day routine, please let me know. I'd be happy to provide some resources to help you. But if you are the person that I want to work with, please reach out. Or if you know someone that's a good fit, please let them know. The email is feelthegenergy@gmail.com. So it's feelthegenergy@gmail.com. And put anxiety in the subject line.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Another thing this week is on our way back from, we went up to the thumb area, Michigan, like over here into the tip of the thumb. Uh-huh. And on our way back, I realized I came from a different direction and I went through two towns that I never really ever go through or drive through that often.
Yeah.
Both of them have new coffee shops that have opened since quarantine. Like they weren't there a year ago, but they're there now.
Oh.
So the kids and I have made it our goal this week to go back and hit those coffee shops, see what those are about.
Oh, nice.
Because they weren't there like a year ago. It's weird that a businesses would start up. After
yeah, right?
Yeah.
Start up. But either during or after.
Right.
Yeah. And one of the places used to be a coffee shop like 10 years ago. I don't know what it happened to it. It went out of business and it's been a bunch of different things and it's back to a coffee shop now.
Oh, man.
So we're excited to try that.
Yeah.
Yep. Dang. That'll be a lot of fun.
That's cool. Yeah, good times. Yep. Do you live in a busy area, Jen?
I'm kind of one of the suburbs of San Diego. Okay. San Diego's just super crowded. So, I mean, gotcha. everywhere is crowded. I live in a condo building in a residential area, like about 15 minutes from the ocean.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
It's lovely. It's lovely that way.
Nice. Yeah.
I mean, I moved out here 10 years ago, no friends, no family, no job. I was just like, I'll figure it out when I get there. I just want, like you in Tennessee, I wanted to be outside all the time.
Yeah.
I love that part of living here.
Yeah.
I grew up on the East Coast. I was born in Nebraska, but grew up on the East Coast. And people are like, you're going to miss all the seasons. I'm like, no, no, I'm not.
I'm just going to experience the ones I like.
Yeah. I was going to say, had 30 something years of them.
Well,
pretty
like,
sure I understand what it's about.
Yeah. Not only that, if we didn't see snow again, I've had enough in all my years before.
Yeah.
We left Michigan to not have snow.
I was just going to say that. I could go the rest of my life and not see snow and be fine.
Yeah.
The thing about San Diego, like where I live, 45 minutes, I can drive to the mountains and be in the snow in the winter. And before that day is over, I can also be at the ocean swimming. So like, I don't miss snow. And I went to go visit snow because I was like, maybe I do want to see what snow looked like again. And I took my dog was still a puppy and I took her out and she was like nuts. She loved it. She was super crazy. Like, what is this substance?
Yeah.
She's from Guadalajara, Mexico.
Oh.
So she was like, what is this stuff? And oh my God, it's exciting. But then was also like, well, we're done, right?
Yeah. She didn't.
It's cold.
That would be unfamiliar to her unless she grew up on a cocaine farm.
Yeah.
You never know.
True.
Maybe that's why I rescued her. So
no idea.
Yeah. Don't know.
Yeah. Hefe would know.
Yeah. Hefe would know about that.
My name's Jeff and I like to party.
Is that a powdered donut or
that's just meow, meow. Yeah. Come on, meow.
Come on, meow.
Get it together.
Nice.
That's funny. What kind of dog do you have?
She's a chocolate lab spaniel mix.
Oh, gotcha.
She looks like a mini chocolate lab.
Oh, so cute.
She's very cute. That's very fun.
What's her name?
Sadie Rose.
Oh, that's
Sadie Rose. She'll probably bark at least once while we're filming. That's kind of her signature thing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Quiet all the time, except one time whenever, anytime I'm recording, there's one. And that's it.
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Just hey, I'm here.
Yeah. She wants to be part of the scene.
It was just like, hey. That's probably what it sounded like to her.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. She can't make it up the spiral staircase. Otherwise, she'd be like right here.
Oh, yeah.
Here's something the kids and I have seen this week on some quick video, and I haven't tracked them down, but have you seen these buttons you put on the floor for your dog?
Yes. Your dog, I want to get them so bad.
My kid said he's seen that they sell them in like groups of four, but the video he had showed me was there. These people maybe had 16 to 25 of them on the ground and the dog walked over and he would hit, I mean, it was down this wall, probably a good 10 feet of just these black buttons on the ground.
Okay.
And the dog would walk over and hit, where's my ball? Where's my ball? And he just kept hitting them, but he had to go like 3 feet to hit each button. It was like, where's my ball? And he just kept hitting them. And then he would hit need go out, need go out. And he just kept hitting them. Like, we thought those were the coolest things. My kids and I think we're going to get them for our dog. Try to train them.
That's fun. Little Jethro.
I know Jethro. He's a good dog.
That's your dog's name, Jethro?
Jethro. He's a black and tan hound dog.
Love it.
He's got these eyes that just like are like, look like human eyes. They just like stare through you too.
Yeah.
He's just goofy.
Is he clumsy?
Yes, and lazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very lazy. He loves laying around. yeah. Anytime he sees somebody, he'll just go up to you and just lay down on the ground like he expects you're just going to rub his belly like you got nothing else to do, even though you're just coming in from mowing the lawn and you're trying to go to the bathroom real quick.
Right.
He's just like, what are you doing? He'll just keep walking next to you and laying down. You're like, get out of the way. What are you doing? I'm going to the bathroom. I almost pee myself. I wait too long till I go.
All right.
All my neighbors have treats for my dog. So I'm like, I said, I'm in the condo, I'm on the third floor. So everybody just leaves their door open. Everybody has treats. And so she just walks around, visits. Sometimes I'm like, where's my dog? And I hop into my neighbor's house. I'm like, oh, she's laying on your couch. I get it.
Okay. Oh my gosh. That's
she like
so
has
cute.
The entire third floor is hers. She's yeah, a much yeah. bigger living space than I do.
Right.
Nice.
Today we went to one of my friends was having a fundraiser. She was selling tacos because she's opening her own tattoo shop. So it was like
tacos
for tattoos, not on Tuesday. It was on Sunday. So that was okay. And I was talking to her mom. They have a big farm over there and she raised peacocks. Like she would raise them in the house and feed them. And then when they got big, she put them outside. So I guess one of them had laid some eggs and then an animal had come and killed the girl peacock when it was sitting on the eggs. And so he turned kind of hostile because he had been protecting her. And like, I don't know if he had walked off or what had happened, but something got her, killed her. He went crazy. And so she sold him. And this guy came and got he was coming to get some chickens and hens, I think. And so she's like, hey, just take the peacock. And so he paid her for all of it and literally went, I would say about 2 hours away. That's where this guy came from. And then about 2 weeks later, the peacock came back. It found its way back from 2 hours away.
Sounds like a Charles Bronson situation when they killed his wife and he'd lost his marbles. Took vigilantism to the street.
Yeah, but she said her neighbor called and was like, hey, there's a peacock running down our road over here. And she's like, oh, that's probably Junior. And because she's like, what are the chances? You know what I mean?
Right.
And he's come back and he has straightened up. He got the message.
Straight up and fly right, you know, neck. Yeah.
I guess I didn't realize like how high peacocks fly. Like they fly pretty high.
Like in the air like that?
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever seen a peacock fly.
No, me neither.
I've seen them every time I see them, they're walking. They're just walking down the
road.
Yeah,
they're just walking and
we got a peacock farm about two miles from here.
Yeah.
And they're just only time I've ever seen them, they're walking on the road. That's
yeah.
It.
Yeah. No, she said that they sleep on top of the barn, which is a two-story barn. And it's huge. I mean, like a barn,
like a silo.
Yeah.
Barn.
And they sleep up on the top. I did see it fly up. So, when I was over there, the one time I was looking out the one window because my friend has a treehouse, and which I know sounds crazy, but it was super cool. And she was actually doing my tattoo in her treehouse, but she's opening up her own shop in the city now. So I'm in there getting a tattoo and look out and the peacock is just flying up on top of the roof. And I was like, whoa, that was crazy.
Yeah. I would think maybe they don't fly so much because like those wings have to be kind of heavy. It's probably easier to like, I'm going to hoof it out.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I got to move all of this to get up there.
Yeah. But it seems, doesn't it seem kind of airy? Like a lot of air coming through that? Like.
Yeah, but I think their tail goes back. It doesn't stay out like all fanned out when they're flying. It just lays back like a it makes more aerodynamic.
Man, I was
it's like a spoiler on the back of it.
But I've never thought about them flying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you know after this, you know I'm gonna Google it, right?
Yeah.
I know. I want to see a video.
Show me video.
I know. Yeah. Just make sure you put peacock flying is, you know, because you don't want to misspell it and then get something not.
Yeah, you misspelled.
Yeah, and then your looking balls are violated.
Yeah.
Peacock flying and you're trying to join
my social media feed gets real exciting all of a sudden.
Yeah. I was really mess up your YouTube suggestions.
Instagram ads become very bizarre.
All right. Oh my gosh. Well, Jen, I wanted to say too, because we were talking before the show about your TikTok handle, which is is a Jazz Hands Jenny. Yeah. God, like you like jazz, like
jazz.
I read too that you do hip hop, Jen.
I did once upon a time. Now it's there's a lot. I have a lot of hip and no hop. So
nice. I used to belong to a hip hop dance trio. We were called Hot Carl.
Get out.
Maybe you've heard of us, Chunky Butter.
Oh no, no, but also gonna Google that.
Nope, you probably won't find anything like that. We were just the opening. We were the pre-show for a comedy club we worked at.
Yeah.
It was our job to come out and hype up the crowd.
Yeah.
I can't see that. Action. Yeah. You couldn't even get your headphones to work today. How are you supposed to hype up a crowd?
Oh, you'd be surprised, Jen. The two guys that were in the trio were a lot bigger than me and basically just kind of tossed me around a lot. A lot of tossing. Seemed like that. Like I was always constantly in the air.
Whoa.
Is what it is. What is it's like this, a bad cheerleading getup? Yeah, it's like
let's just throw Hefe in the air.
Right.
Pretty much. He's small enough. At the time, I was in my late teens, early 20s.
Yeah,
that's convenient size.
Yeah, that was the last time I did any hip hop. I was on my college hip hop team. Nice. So,
oh, cool.
It was fun.
That's fun. And then you danced.
I've always been a dancer. My mom was also a dancer. When she was pregnant with me, she was still dancing. So dancing is literally part of my DNA.
Yeah.
So I always dance. I still dance in my living room. And occasionally I teach wedding dances right now. So I left my corporate career in insurance because that's exciting.
Yeah.
And became a professional ballroom dance instructor. It's a real linear path from insurance to ballroom dancing. So
does that just make your heart smile?
Yeah, that's kind of the whole thing behind taking that leap of faith. You know, I tried to do the thing I was supposed to do and take a corporate job and I got a smart thing. But I hated it. And I would dance in my free time. And then I'm just like, naturally, I've always taught music. I've taught dance. I've taught all these things. So I would naturally start to teach people that were new. And then the owners were like, do you want a job part-time? And I was like, absolutely, yes, I do. I didn't need it because my corporate job, but I just liked it. So, and then my managers in my corporate job, you know, 3 to 5 years ahead of me were like, oh, I hate my job, I'm so burned out and stuck though. And I'm like, I'm supposed to aspire to this?
That's what you're shooting for?
This is it.
You could be more miserable.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? They're offering me a full-time thing. It's going to cut my salary in half, but I'm going to love what I do.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that's worth it. And I'd rather try and be like, oh, that was a mistake and go back versus, I wonder whatever would have happened. I can't live with the wondering what if sort of thing. So
I love that you talk about the financial aspect of it too, because when people think about it and they're like, oh, I can't do that because it'll cut my salary in half. The thing is, the other half that you're spending is on either coping mechanisms or ways to like your self-care. So you have a crappy job and you have to keep going and getting a massage because you're trying to find your own time to relax, or you have to pay extra for these outlets.
Yeah, I was paying for doctors because I've got migraines now. I developed a stomach ulcer. All sorts of stuff that I was spending money on. But then when I switched and I didn't have the same kind of stress, loved my job. Like I was writing thank you letters to all of my dance students when they would buy a package because I was just so grateful that someone is giving me the opportunity, because I can't hand you dance, right? It's completely intangible. You just have to trust that I'm going to transfer this knowledge to you and that you're going to have fun while you do it. And hopefully it's a skill you take with you for life.
Yeah.
And I was so just grateful for it that every day was like, man, this is awesome.
That is so great.
Makes me want to quit my job and just work at Tim Hortons.
There you go. Yeah.
I feel like I should get paid just to drink coffee, serve coffee, talk about coffee.
Yeah.
Just enjoy my, spend my time with other people who enjoy coffee, even though the people at Tim Hortons look a little miserable.
Maybe they wouldn't be miserable if
I feel like it puts smiles on their face. You ever seen someone serve coffee and twist balloon animals while riding a unicycle?
I mean, hello.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe you should start like your own unicycle coffee for our, your town of 58 people.
Like my, like a DoorDash?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it'll be like unicycle coffee. Let me think about it. The
closest Tim's is like 20 minutes from here, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's perfect opportunity. Like, Tim's is too far away, apparently.
Yeah.
20 minutes, that's too far to go for coffee. I'm not going 20 minutes for coffee.
Yeah, right.
No.
I wonder if I could support my family on this.
Maybe it should be called, like, Uni Coffee. Because, like it's unicycle, but it's a coffee, and it's one coffee. It's
Uni Coffee. Because I can only carry one.
I can only carry one.
I got one for me and one for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's, like, coffee and connection. You know what I mean? Like... Because it's, I remember at my corporate job when somebody's like, if you could just get paid to do whatever you wanted, I'm like, I want to get paid to talk to people. That's it. Like,
I would
whatever
get paid
that looks
to
like.
Show up at senior citizens' houses, and all we would do is drink coffee and play games. Board games, Yahtzee, cribbage, backgammon. I'll play anything.
Yeah.
Just show
like
up, drink
coffee.
Like
a geriatric companion.
Yep, that's what
you
I
know,
mean.
You know, like, but that, it was... That is actually a service that is so needed.
I know, like an adopt a grandma.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, but it'd be like adopt a grandchild.
Right.
Like that swears and smokes though. So they have
Yeah. And
because
you can't
let them be, well, they can't like check the angel box and then be like, you show up, and then they're like,
right. No. Shit, no.
Yeah. We should do that though, because I also want to implement like laughing meditation all over.
Right.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
We should package all this up into a box truck and just see what, go on tour, see what happens.
Tour. Yeah.
Tour.
Tour. People say, I say that weird. How do you say tour, Jen?
Tour.
Tour.
Is there more tour or is it one, like one tour?
Like, we say it like tour. Like
tour. Yeah, I was gonna say you two syllables in yours. Mine's tour. Just
tour?
Like it sounds like tour to me, like T-O-R-E.
Yeah, like I threw something and I also went on tour. I like tore through my tour list.
Tour.
Oh yeah. Tour.
Tour.
Like your tour.
Tour.
Tour tour. Yeah.
Tour. Yeah.
We
like
could call it like oh man, I was just thinking of like geriatric Jack in the Box or something where you're like, pop out and you're like, plah!
I'm like, well, I'm not sure that would be great on the tickers of some of them folk.
Jeff in a box.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Coffee, Yahtzee. Holy shit.
Blue
Who
animal.
Sent you?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
This part of the episode is brought to you by Perception. Everyone has one, and it's different. For example, some people feel like there's 5 Mondays in the work week. Are you the type that has 5 Fridays in the work week? Perception.
Yeah. Coffee and chit chat.
Yep.
For the little geriatrics. We need to think about it.
They can sit there. They can tell me all their stories or tell me the same stories every time I see them. It don't matter to me. I act like it's new. I don't remember shit anyways.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? It's a library in, I'm going to say Sweden, where instead of reading a book, you kind of like rent a person and just sit and chat with them.
Oh, that would be fun.
I love that idea.
Yes. I did see that actually just like a week or two ago. And I was like, that is amazing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, I just got chills. Yes.
You know, when mom or dad hear this, they're going to be like, oh, I really wish he just would come by our house.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, well, the point is I get to choose.
Yeah. And when I come by your house, I end up putting in stairs, end up having to tear out carpet, end up having to put things up in the attic, get things out of the attic, put things in the shed, get things out of the shed.
You can't just visit. It's not just a visit.
Yeah. And their stories are always like, remember when you wrecked the car? Remember when you broke your leg? Remember when you flipped off your bike? Like, their stories aren't good stories. I want, that's mostly stuff I don't like to remember.
Yeah, right. Blast that out, but thanks for the therapy.
I know.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about Vietnam, Mom?
Yeah. Jesus. Save the trauma for your mama.
I'm just joking, Mom. Call me.
I love you, Mom. Love you, Dad.
Love you. See you at Bingo Thursday.
Whatever. I wrote a book. I'm your favorite. I had a book come out and Jeff Jones is like, oh great, you just shot up to the top of the will list.
Just kissing ass in that will line. Makes me sick.
You gotta do what you gotta do, you know what I mean?
You write a book and I invest 4 weekends on some backyard steps. I get nothing but sunburn.
Right.
That's what I get for it.
Yep.
And a Domino's pizza.
And I'm still going to get all the tools from Dad.
You don't even know how to use them. I wish Dad would be like, tell me how to use this tool. You can have it.
Well, he asked me to bring a 16-penny nail to, we were working on some stuff.
Which a 16-penny nail is about this, about 2 3/4, 3 inches, maybe. It's a standard nail.
Yeah. Well, would you know that, Jen?
These are the only nails I know.
Yeah, exactly. So he's like, hey, so our daddy talks real rough. He's like, hi, run home and give me these 16-penny nails. And I'm like, okay. So I'm standing there and he's got an actual chart of nail sizes. And I'm like, oh, they don't have any names. Like, and I was like, well, if I lay 16 pennies out side by side, right, it's going to be about this
long. She come back with railroad spikes. Railroad spikes. It's 16 pennies stacked.
Oh, Jenny, I was with you. I put 60. I'm going 16.
Oh, yeah, that's like 9, 10, 12 inches long.
It's a big nail.
If my dad could have slapped me when I was like 24 years old when that happened.
She was 24. It's not like you were like 8.
Yeah. No, I handed those to him, or 18, 9, whatever I was. And he's like, are you shitting me? Are you shitting me with this? And he's like, you really brought the right one, right? And I'm like, no, this is what I brought. Because I had to run home like 20 minutes and then come back. He was so mad. I was like, and that's why you're going to want to do stuff for yourself, Ronnie. Oh,
yeah.
Stuff like that's why you got to work your way back up the will now.
Yeah.
So I sure wrote that book.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, right. Oddly enough, it just happened to be dedicated to the parents that gave me up.
Thanks for birthing this awesomeness. Oh, do you have brothers and sisters, Jen?
I do. I have an older brother named Ben. It's just the two of us. Like, I'm the youngest, so definitely that, like, they got to perfection and they stopped, sort of thing. So it's a... how I live.
Yeah.
I
get it. Is he bendables too?
He's babbles. Oh. Just be ables. Babbles.
Oh, be ables. Yeah.
Be ables. Yeah. Babbles.
Babbles.
Babbles. He's a music teacher in slower, lower Delaware. And he married my college roommate. Fun fact.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So my sister-in-law is one of my best friends.
Oh. Awesome.
Perfect.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, at the beginning, I was like, dude, super lazy. I've already vetted this family for years. Like, no need to do, you know, background. Is this a good family? Yeah, we know.
Right.
Like, skip the whole process.
Yeah.
He's like, it's an easy one. Let's just take that one.
Yep. Worked out.
It worked out.
Yeah.
So it's actually pretty cool. When I go home for Christmas, I get to see my best friend and my family.
Aw, so cute.
Nice.
That's fun. Good times.
Yeah, good times.
Would you have, we should probably take a commercial break. Two hours later. Oops, I'll edit this part out, but I should have, like, for real, set a timer so I remember.
You can add one in, like, 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And have this
one. Oh, it's okay. I just put them in wherever. It's fine. Yeah. Okay. So, yes. Welcome back from the commercial break. It's fine. We're professional. Oh, man. I said that this week on a customer call. So I do customer service, like I could do consulting for them. And oh my gosh, we were laughing so hard. I asked him, I said, do you have a, are you by a phone or a computer? I mean, we're on the phone. And I was like,
Hona, did she freeze for you?
Yeah, Jen, your whole thing froze up, right?
Yeah.
Right when you started that story.
Yeah. Oh, did it?
Okay.
Which made it weirdly funny.
Oh, okay. So I do consulting for customer service, and this customer called, and I needed him to look at something, and I said, well, are you by a phone or a computer? But he was on the phone. And I was like, it's fine. I'm professional. And then he laughed even harder. Oh, it was too much. Because right, you know, when you're right when you say something and you're like, that was the stupidest question I've ever asked in my life. And then he started laughing real hard because I'm like, are you by a phone? No. Hello, we're on it.
It's like when the waitress drops off your food and she's like, enjoy. And you're like, you too.
Yeah.
She's like, I ain't enjoying. About to go out back, enjoy this smoke.
Yeah. Right? Or at the airport. Enjoy your flight.
Easy, Shelly.
You too. Yeah. Oh, but you're not flying.
I live here. I live here.
I'm not going anywhere.
All right, Nugget.
I'm taking Uber to work.
Yeah. Right. You did?
No,
I would. Oh, the airport person.
Uber ain't running out here. Got a better shot at getting a ride with one of the Amish on the carts than I do an Uber. Like our kid the other day asked me, he's like, do we have DoorDash? DoorDash? Have you ever seen a DoorDash, Uber, Lyft, anything like that drive past our house ever? No.
No.
Closest we got is a school bus that could picks your ass up.
Yeah. The farm truck is
like, well, maybe that's where I should start.
Yeah.
We're like a half hour from anything. What are you going to run and get for people? What are you going to run and get? There's nothing out here. You had to make it in your own kitchen, drive it there, and I wouldn't eat anything you cook.
You should start like a brick oven pizza, though. Dang.
I would, but I don't have that kind of time.
Well, I would deliver it all in my go-kart. And your go-kart. It's always something.
The thing is bitching. I straight piped it. It's loud.
Did you?
I can't even drive it uptown. It's too loud. I got to put the stock exhaust back on, or I look like an a-hole. Can't even run uptown in it. People stare at you like, oh, here comes this knob.
Yeah.
It's loud. Like, ridiculous. Like, it shouldn't be that loud. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. Whoa. And it's a go-kart.
Anyway. Yeah. I took a 6.5 horsepower motor, and I put a stage 1 and stage 2 kit on it.
Uh-huh.
Brought it up to 13 horse. If I put a stage 3, I can get it to 21 horse. It's
how
just
fast
ridiculous.
Does that go?
It does. It's. I don't know because I don't know.
Oh.
Because as soon as I got it all souped up, and the first time we took it out, the brakes went out.
Oh shoot!
So now I can't even. I'm afraid to get up to full speed because you got to leave yourself like 50 yards to like slow down and coast.
You put your feet down like Fred Flintstone.
I would, but my foot's gotten dragged and bent the other way before, and I couldn't get it back in the cart, so I quit doing that.
Yeah.
But the brake showed up on Friday. I just haven't had a chance to put it on yet.
Maybe just, like, haul it to work and then take it in the shop and then look at the camera dead in the eye when you're doing it.
I should. Just sit there and do donuts while I'm mean-mugging the camera. Nice.
Well, do you guys have some pep in your step this week?
I got pep in my step, Jen.
Yeah.
Hang on. Yeah, let me think. Let me look at my notes here and see what. Oh, no, it was our putt-putt league, which is today. The putt-putt league is a success still. We've gone out a handful of times. Today, this weekend, we went up to the place in the thumb because they had 3 putt-putt courses in that town.
Yeah.
So we went there today and we played all 3 of them. Drove back home. It was great. I'm leading in our putt-putt league right now. I'm currently leading.
Sweet. How many people are in your league?
4.
4.
Although today, 6 of us played. We played 3 courses with 6 of us. And last time we went out, we played 3 courses with 7 of us.
Yeah.
But only 4 of us are technically on the league.
Okay.
But the more people we get, the more people we get to go with us, the more points we get on the league by our point system.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
So currently I'm in first, and then there is a 3-point difference between second, third, and fourth.
Ooh.
We'll see who wins that golden putter.
Okay.
I was saying, what is the prize?
Golden putter. Just get to carry it and brag about it till next year all winter. Show it off at events.
You should,
like that.
If you, when you win it, you should put it on a necklace and then just
make it into a belt buckle or a big golden putter, or like just wear it on my back and like a sword sheath for no reason.
Yeah. Yep. Right when you're go-karting.
Yeah.
Like, you see this guy? What is this? Is like Dungeons and Dragons gone wrong.
Fishing rod hanging out of his back. Yeah. What's he got there?
That's nice. Yeah, then people are gonna be like, oh man, is he gonna like hit somebody with that?
I don't know.
No, man, he's bringing your coffee. Calm down.
Yep, you see him on his unicycle trying his best. Why is he got a boat oar? He's got a weird system.
You put it on your head, like balance it, make it all part of the act.
Oh, yeah, nice. Like put it on a headband, break it, and look like it's like going through your head. Like it's magic. They'll be like, sweet. You see that guy?
It's like, yeah, he's always in my yard.
Yeah.
Nice. You got any pep in your step, Genables?
Pep in my step? Like stuff I'm looking forward to this week?
Yep, there's something fun, a little pep in your step.
Oh, you know, see, here's the thing. I've designed my life in a way that I do things every day that bring me joy. I host online games, and I have a game every day this week.
Nice.
And like, so every day I laugh hysterically with just random strangers, make them laugh. I love my life.
It's so great. Awesome.
It's so great.
If somebody wanted to jump in and play a game, how do they find you?
Go to my website, genables.com.
Genables.com.
Nice.
That's cool. We should pop on a game night sometime.
So fun. Like having adults play. Having them do like a scavenger hunt around their house of like random things that we ask them to do. Seeing people that like start a call like this. I don't want to do this. My company's making me be here. And then at the end, they're like, I have a hula hoop and I'm balancing a lemon on my nose. Give me points.
Nice.
No idea. It's so fun.
That's
just so fun.
Awesome.
That's at genables.com.
Genables.com. I'll get you the
heck
point.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
.com. Yes. It's just fun. It's just fun. And that's part of like working for myself, of that I did so much other stuff that brought me down.
Yeah.
That now like, nope, I may have some things that I don't enjoy as much, but there's fun. There's joy built into every single day.
Yes. Nice. I love that. That's exactly what we're doing with this podcast, and just sharing love and laughter. And thanks again to Jeff Harry again for, you know, putting the good word out there. He made some comments that if you want to be on a podcast, that was super fun and not like any other podcast.
Yeah. I was like, well then yes.
Yes. If it's like, stuffy, I'm out. Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Good times. I was trying to think, we're having a garage sale this weekend. So if you want to bring anything over here to Tennessee,
Yeah, I'll drive 11 hours, drop off a lamp and a VCR.
Funny thing you say that. I asked Josh the other day, I said, hey, do we have a CD player? He's like, you need to play a CD? I was like, yeah, actually. He's like, no, we don't have a CD player. I was like, oh, sad. Huh. So, garage sale.
You should do, I just thought of this, is you should package stuff at your garage sale. Like, for like $5, you get this lamp and the VCR.
Yeah.
Like, you should pair things up together.
Yeah.
And then just add one price to it. And if they want to buy something, they got to take the other thing with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Got to get rid of that stuff.
I thought about that because we have two bikes, and then one has a third one has a bent rim. And I thought like, let me just put like a certain price on there for all three bikes and you're getting them.
And if someone's like, well, how much just for the one? Be like, I'm sorry, I can't break them apart. Yeah. They got to go together.
They were raised together. They're connected already.
The secret is you got to add one sweet item in there that they would pay like the $10 just for that item. But like, I really want that lava lamp. I don't need the weight bench or the garden rake, but I'm going to take all of it to get that lava lamp.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going to do it. Oh, I just remembered just one other quick pep in the step. So, we've looked for this yard vacuum. I know it sounds crazy. Yes, I know both your faces.
Excuse me.
It's a vacuum for your yard, and it sucks up leaves.
Okay.
And we have a whole bunch of trees in our backyard where it takes like 3 different sessions to keep raking to get all these leaves up, right? Sure. And so now we can just vacuum it. And I ordered it from Lowe's back in like February, and they were like, no, we don't have it. So they canceled my order, and I was devastated. So we go into Lowe's a week ago just to buy something else, and Josh sees it, and he's like, oh, crap, like, there's the lawn vacuum right there. And they only had one, and it was $300 less.
Ooh. Oh, I thought you were gonna say $300 less.
Less.
How much is the yard vacuum going for?
It was like $5.99.
You can't just pay a neighborhood kid $20?
No, because I love to vacuum, and it's got like a side pipe that comes over, and it's like the little like sucky vacuum, like the hose that'll get in the bushes and like suck all the leaves.
Throw it over the neighbor's fence.
Yeah, turn it on reverse and then just shoot it over there.
You're sucking them up. You're blowing them over into his fence.
Is this like one that you can wear like a backpack and it?
No, you push it like a lawnmower.
Oh, it looks like a push lawnmower.
Yeah, just like
it sucks vacuum.
But it's higher up so that you can just like pull up all the leaves, and it has a wood chipper on the side. What?
I feel like the only thing it's missing is like, does it also have a built-in espresso machine?
I know.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
We could make it like I should make that into the go-kart, and then I can just drop off coffee. So I can like pick up the neighbor's leaves, drop them off a coffee, talk to them, and it's.
You need to get a go-kart. I'm just telling you. If everybody had to drive go-karts.
Yes.
Plus, you just feel sweet when you're flying down the road in a go-kart and you pass the Amish in their carts.
Yes.
Their horses or the Mennonites. When you can blow past the family of Mennonites and you're in your go-kart, you feel sweet.
Yeah. Even though you're, and you probably made their ears bleed with your straight pipe, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll only use that if I go to the east. If I'm going to the west and near town, I got to have the stock muffler on. People
forget
hear me coming, and then next thing you know, the cops are there.
Lame.
Get out of there, and then I'm ditching my go-kart in the field, and I'm trying to foot it back home and cover it up.
And I see you on an episode of Cops, and it's weird.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
And then you have no shirt on, and you're getting thrown to the pavement, and then you got a ripped nipple. I mean, times are tough.
What the hell?
Wait, did you see the video this week of like there was a cop foot chase and the guy was getting out of his, he ditched his car to run across the highway. And then he was like halfway through the run. And so were the cops. Everybody went from running to fast walking to walking. Everybody took a breather. And then dude was like, all right, I'm back on and sprinted up and jumped onto the highway.
Oh my gosh.
Nice.
I'm just saying that like, you may not have to outrun the cops. You could be like, yo, I need to take a 20-second time out here. Yep. Let's walk it off. And let's pick it up again.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I was watching the video like, is this how crime happens now? I don't know. I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Crime is lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They needed a break.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, not all criminals are in shape, so.
Yeah.
Not all cops are in shape.
Yeah.
They have to pass the physical fitness test, but
yeah, cops around here don't even get out of their cars.
Yeah, they just yell at you through the megaphone.
Yeah, or they just sit out on the main roads with their lights on, waiting for you to come out of the woods.
Okay. We had the helicopter with the voice thing last night, 1 o'clock in the morning. I have no idea what you're saying. Like, I would love to help you.
That's crazy. One last thing they do here is they actually take a helicopter and put like this chainsaw on it. So they put like a almost like a telephone pole and put chainsaws off the sides of the pole and then just run by the trees along the highway to cut them from hitting the power lines.
That's a thing?
It is. It's crazy.
What if that thing come loose, just starts bouncing across the road?
I guess they're ready to risk it.
Imagine. I don't even
know. Can you imagine being that guy though? Like that, he just leans out the helicopter to eyeball where he's supposed to be going. Like, cause because it drags, right? Like he's up here and then it drags. So like, yeah.
That just seems weird.
I know.
It seems very not safe.
Not safe. I mean, it's Tennessee. We're all right.
Yeah. So
he's like, hey, they're probably like, hey man, I got an idea here. Hold my beer. I'm gonna write it down.
Hold my beer. I picture this. 12 chainsaws, right? And we got him on a rope. And someone's like, you ain't gotta hang him from a rope, you gotta hang him from some kind of tree or something stiff. All right, we're gonna get a telephone pole. 12 chainsaws.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, how are we gonna see what we're cutting? We're gonna put Barry on a chair hanging at the bottom of the pole. Whoa, what? What?
Barry's like, all right.
Barry's like,
I'll do
hold
it.
My beer. I got a perfect chair. It's comfortable.
He's
my
like,
wife
all
make
right.
me take it out of the house.
Yeah. You got insurance? I'll do it.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God. Nice. Good times. Good times.
Tennessee, man.
Yeah. Oh, it's fun. I love it. Yeah. Nice. All right, Jen. Well, thanks so much for being here.
So much fun. So much Genergy times two.
So much Genergy and Hefe.
Jen, thanks for having me.
Hefe Phonies.
Thanks for participating. Thanks for getting your butt to here after putt.
I did. Jen, I've kid and I drove 15 over the whole way here. I wouldn't even let him drive back home. The plan was he was supposed to drive back home. I was afraid we weren't going to make it in time.
Oh, yeah. Yep. No, you made it. Thank goodness. Yeah.
So I was like, Griff, hold my beer.
Yeah.
No, he's like, Dad, you don't even drink. Like, that's right. That's right.
No, but it's
all
a saying,
natural.
So you know it's serious.
Yep. Hold my Tim's.
Yeah.
Seen this in a movie once.
All right, Nuggets. Well, we'll be back again next week. See you later. Have a good one.
See ya.